Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. On this day in 1872, the Metropolitan Museum of Art opened in New York City. Artist Ai Weiwei directed a segment of the film Berlin, I Love You, but his episode did not end up in the finished version, and the Berlinale refused to show the unedited version. Per the news outlet DW, he remarked that the festival said that if his part was included in the film, it would never be accepted. He added that because the producers are said to also be involved in making a Shanghai I Love You, they believed that putting his episode in their film would damage those possibilities. Ai Weiwei has long been an outspoken critic of the Chinese government and was arrested for several months in 2011, had his passport confiscated, and then moved to Berlin in 2015. DW reporter Melissa Chun quoted Berlin I Love You's producer Klaus Clausen as saying, quote, "We had to decide. We wanted to include his segment and we were desperate to do it, but we couldn't." The film was not screened at the Berlinale, which ended on Sunday. A spokeswoman for the festival told BBC News that they would only comment on films that had been selected for the event, but she added, "We can confirm that the involvement of Ai Weiwei would never be a criteria for choosing or not choosing a film." Mr. Clausen did not respond to a request from the BBC News for comment. Employees of the Berlin Youth Welfare Offices and Youth Recreation Facilities were called upon to go on a full-day warning strike yesterday. The Verdi Union wanted to use the strike to fight for a lower workload and higher salaries. The demand for a 6% wage increase is considered too high by employers. The trade union has the impression that youth welfare office employees, especially social workers, are often forgotten in the discussions about better pay. In the social pedagogical services of the youth welfare offices, it's possible that one social worker is responsible for up to 100 families. The union demands a reduction to 65 cases. Such a case limitation is also advocated by the youth welfare office. New posts for social services in youth welfare offices are funded, but it is difficult to find suitable staff. There's a lack of personnel in all the youth welfare offices in Berlin. Better pay, for example, from independent institutions or in other federal states makes it difficult to find personnel. The employers want a general deterioration in classification law and complete counterfinancing of structural improvements in the current wage round. The union said that was not debatable. Verdi demands a collective bargaining classification for employees in Berlin, which is comparable to the collective agreement for the public service, which is applied in the other federal states. Negotiations with the collective wage agreement of German states are to be continued from February 28th. Berlin districts have made use of their right of first refusal in dozens of cases in recent years. With a right of first refusal, a district can, under certain conditions, decide whether it wishes to acquire a plot of land for sale. It then preempts other potential buyers. One aim of the right of first refusal is for the existing tenants to be able to remain in their apartments. As announced by the Senate Department for Urban Development and Housing, the purchase prices of plots of land with apartment buildings total around 213 million euros. Between 2015 and the end of January, there were 39 pre-purchase cases, of which only 17 were legally valid. The largest number of pre-purchase cases were in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg at 19, followed by Neukölln with 10, and Tempelhof-Schöneberg with 5. According to the Senate administration, 127 of the affected leases have so far been subject to rent increases under the right of first refusal, an average of around €1.06 per square meter. The FDP sees this as proof that the right of first refusal does not protect against rising rents. Children living in Berlin are on average somewhat sicker than children in Hamburg, Munich, or other large cities. This is the conclusion of a study published on Tuesday by the University of Bielefeld on behalf of DAK Health. Viral diseases, influenza infections, or psychological behavioral disorders such as ADHD were diagnosed more frequently in Berlin than the average for other large cities. According to DAK Director Volker Rutches, the report proves that the difference between health-related issues in big cities is larger than originally thought. Also, developmental disturbances were more frequently observed in Berlin. This applies, for example, to speech and language disorders, which were treated 4% more frequently in children in Berlin than in other large cities. Depression was also diagnosed more often, 10% more frequently, in children and adolescents in Berlin. For the representative study, the University of Bielefeld evaluated insured persons' data from more than 26,000 children. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.